second, before we get to the Avodas Yisrael, our Rebbe, let's find out what happens. So this Shabbos, we're going to read Nitzavim and Vayelech. The Avodas Yisrael has four or five pieces on Nitzavim and one piece on Vayelech. So what I'd like to do is one of the longer pieces in Nitzavim and one piece in Vayelech. Parshas Nitzavim is one of the shortest parshios in the Torah. There's only 40 psukim. Vayelech is actually the shortest parsha, 30 psukim. So this Shabbos, when we put them together, we'll have a total of 70 psukim. And a lot of what's happening is Moshe Rabbeinu wrapping up his life. Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm just going to get Evan into the meeting. Moshe Rabbeinu talking to Bnei Yisrael about tshuva, about uvacharta b'chayim, about the importance of clinging to Hashem, how everyone has to try to find their place. And then Vayelech Moshe. Moshe is ready to say goodbye to Klal Yisrael, to hand over the reins to Yeshua. And again, these are very, very powerful psukim. Lo bashamayim hi, lo me'ever liyam. These psukim that we spoke about when we learned Rav Dessler. Psukim that talk about tshuva. Psukim that talk about commitment to the Mesorah and clinging to Hashem, whether it's with a Moshe Rabbeinu or whether it's without a Moshe Rabbeinu. The show has to go on. Atem nitzavim hayom. How does the parsha begin? Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. Right? You're standing here today, all of you, before Hashem. By the way, hayom is a code word, for those who aren't familiar, you should know, that hayom is a code word for what? For Rosh Hashanah. Hayom is always a code word for Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so atem nitzavim hayom, you're standing here today, everyone is gathered today here before Hashem, is obviously alluding to the fact that we're preparing ourselves to stand before Hashem and Rosh Hashanah. Okay, the first piece we're not going to do, although I just want to introduce you to what it is. In the first piece, he discusses, in case anyone on Shabbos, you want to sit down and give it a shot, he talks about how atem nitzavim hayom kulchem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem, standing before Hashem. If I asked you, who's on a higher level, a Jew, a person, or a malach, what would you say? Who's on a higher level? Are we greater than angels or are we less than angels? No, what would you say?
Greater.
We're greater than angels. That's right. We're greater than angels. We are greater than malachim. One of the differences between a malach and a yid is what the Navi Zechariah says. V'nasati, he quotes it here. V'nasati lachom ahalchem bein ha'umdim ha'ela. That I made you as walkers, as holchem, amongst the omdim. The nature of a malach is that a malach is omed. The malach stands in its place. One of the reasons we stand with our feet together during Shemona Esrei is to be like the angels, who are described in the Navi as having regel yeshara, a straight leg. Having joints, having knees, right, gives me the ability to lower myself, but also to raise myself higher. I can jump. I can move. So a malach, on the one hand, has a certain loyalty that he knows his place, but he can't have yuridas, and therefore he can't really have aliyahs. The advantage of being a human is that you're a holich, right? Part of the critique of Moshe Rabbeinu on the last day of his life, as he comes to the very end of his life, he's saying to Bnei Yisrael, Atem nitzavim hayom, you are standing here. And what's next parsha? The double parsha of the Shabbos is Vayelech Moshe. Moshe's a holich. So he's criticizing Bnei Yisrael that you're kind of standing in place. This is from a sefer called Karban Ha'ani. You're standing in place while I'm trying. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm always trying to go weiter. I'm always trying to do more. Like we learned from Rav Dessler, tshuva means aliyah, growing. Okay? But the Kashitzer Magid in this first piece, which again, we're not going to do the piece, the lengthy piece, he discusses how there is something very special about being an omed. And specifically to be omed lefnei Hashem. And he talks about how the goal is, and he gives a very simple mashal of a person who's trying to get to the king. Right? So you come to the palace. You come to the palace and, I don't know, you park your car in the royal parking lot. Okay, so that's part of getting to the king. And then you make your way to the front gate. That's part of getting to the king. And then you start to enter into the palace. That's also part of getting to the king. And you start going from room to room. That's also part of getting to the king. Until finally you're omed lifnei ha-melech. So you're finally standing in the place you desire to be. And now there's nowhere else to go. There's nothing else to get to. That's the goal. That's where I want to be. And he describes very beautifully, again, you can work on it on Shabbos in this piece, how the essence of tefillah, the Shemona Esrei, which we call the Amida, is about getting to that point where I've, so to speak, worked through the various worlds. I've climbed through the various levels. I've traveled through the various rooms until I'm Omid Lifnei Hashem, which is again a very powerful image, and that's something angelic in a way that's desirable, right? Not the way that we say that, you know, man can be greater than a malach. There's something about being an Omid that's very desirable, and Moshe says, Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem lifnei Hashem. The goal is to be Omid lifnei Hashem. That's the first piece, and again, we're not going to focus too much on that right now. Let's go to the second piece. Okay, Atem nitzavim, he begins with a medrash. Everyone can see it here on page 2 of the PDF. What page is it in the Sefer? Who's got the Sefer? What page are we on? For those who have the Sefer.
Resh Chavtas.
Okay, Resh Chavtas, thank you. Okay, Atem Nitzavim, he starts with a Medrash. Biyalkud, the Medrash tells
Rabbi,
us.
It's Resh Lamed.
Resh Lamed, okay.
Resh Chavtas was just the first piece.
Okay, so Resh Lamed is the second Atem Nitzavim? Okay, good. Okay, so Atem Nitzavim, where it says Biyalkud. Biyalkud, the Medrash says, Omer Lehem Moshe, Mevakshim Atem La'amod Ba'olam Isku Ba'Torah. If you want to stand in this world, if you want to have a place in the world, you're requesting a place in the world, so then isku batorah, then make sure you study Torah. Maksiv lamala, what does it say previously? Ushmartem es divrei habris. V'acharav atem nitzavim. How do you know that you need Torah in order to be nitzavim, to be standing? Because the pasuk said earlier, at the end of last week's parsha, you should guard the divrei habris, you should keep the Torah, and then it says, atem nitzavim. So, if you want to stand in this world, you need to have Torah. You want to be able to stand on your own two feet. There's a vart from Rav Soloveitchik, Zatzal. The Rav said that in Pirkei Avos it says, V'ha'emidu talmidim harbe. What does it mean, V'ha'emidu talmidim harbe? You should have a lot of students. So you'll say, I'm not a teacher. Why do I have to have students? Because everyone has to have students, right? We're all teachers, whether it's our profession or not. We're all teachers. But what is the lashon of V'ha'emidu talmidim harbe? So Rav Soloveitchik said, V'hamidu means to stand up your students. Give them the strength to stand on their own two feet. Right? And that's what happens when we learn Torah. When we learn Torah, the Torah gives us the chizuk to be able to stand. To be able to stand on our feet, so to speak. Okay? So Moshe Rabbeinu says to Bnei Yisrael, if you want to have success in Torah, if you want to have success standing in this world, la'amod ba'olam, you want to have existence, you need to learn Torah. Okay? That's the medrash. This parsha that we read every year as we approach Rosh Hashanah, this is the last regular Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah Chevra. Next Shabbos is Rosh Hashanah, as crazy as that sounds. Right, Shavah, right? You can't wrap your head around it. I can't either. But this is it. This is the last regular Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. So the parsha begins by saying, Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem. Everyone is standing before Hashem. And the psukim describe, from Rasheichem to Shifteichem, Ziknechem, Shotreichem, Tapchem, Nesheichem, men, women, children, young and old, wise and less wise, different professions, the water drawers, the wood choppers, Chote Veitzecha, the wood choppers, Shoev Memecha, the water drawers, everyone, the whole world, Jew and non-Jew alike pass before Hashem and Rosh Hashanah. It's not a Jewish holiday, it's a world holiday. Obviously we, Baruch Hashem, are more informed, and we're able to step up to the plate. But the whole world is being judged on Rosh Hashanah. Everything is being analyzed on Rosh Hashanah. So Chevra says our Rebbe, the Kozhetzer Magid, and by the way, Dani, you wanted to talk about, you said we should talk about Slichos, right, before we get to Slichos. So I thought about it last night. I was thinking about making today's Gemara Shir about halachos that relate to Slichos. In the end, we're going to stick with our topic about Mikvah before Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But the reason I did that is because this piece is going to get us ready for Slichos. Okay, so Dani, this piece is, the Kozhetzer Magid had you in mind when he wrote this piece long ago. So we're standing here, says the Kozhetzer Magid, getting ready for Rosh Hashanah. Right? We're going to be Omed Lefnei Hashem. And the Pasuk is speaking to all of Klal Yisrael. Atem nitzavim, mizumanim va'omdim lefnei Hashem elokeichem l'mi gadol v'ad katan. You are mizuman va'omdim. You're invited to stand before Hashem. You're being called to court. To stand before Hashem from the young to the old, everyone. And of course, you can't just show up to Rosh Hashanah. You need to prepare yourself. And as we know, is the practice. We prepare ourselves by getting up early in the morning, or staying up late at night, to recite Slichos, Shvua Shelifnei Rosh Hashanah. We do it for a week before Rosh Hashanah. Now, Motzei Shabbos. Well, I can't start it next Motzei Shabbos, right? You always need to have at least 4 days of Slichos. We're going to talk about why. Kushan Termagid is going to talk about why. So he says, we start Slichos a week before Rosh Hashanah. So for example, Imchal Rosh Hashanah Yom Hei, if Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Thursday, so then you start the Motzei Shabbos before. Dai La'amod B'yom Aleph Shilafanov. You start on the Sunday, or the Motzei Shabbos, beforehand. As long as you have 4 days, you're good. What happens if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Yom Gimel? What if the first day of Rosh Hashanah is a Tuesday? What do you do then? What happens then? So then you have to start already the week before. Then you have to start the Saturday night before. You can't start just a couple days before. You need at least a 4 day buffer zone. So you start a week and a little bit before. Okay, this year Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. So we start the Shabbos before. We have a week to get ourselves ready. Why does he say if Rosh Hashanah falls on Thursday and Rosh Hashanah falls on Tuesday? Why doesn't he say if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Wednesday? Because Rosh Hashanah never falls out by our calendar on a Wednesday. It never starts on a Wednesday. Okay? Lo adu rosh. The Gemara says, lo adu, that's the remez. Lo adu, aleph, dalet, vav, rosh. Rosh Hashanah can't be on aleph, dalet, or vav. The first day of Rosh Hashanah cannot be on Sunday or Wednesday or Friday. Okay, that's a good rule to know. Lo adu rosh, aleph, dalet, vav. Okay? So we have to have at least 4 days before Rosh Hashanah to get ourselves ready. Okay, what's that about? Hine hamagin Avram hechriach es atzmo limtzotam. The Magin Avram, one of the commentaries on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, is trying to figure out, what is this rule based on? We're learning halacha now, chevra. It's a halacha. You need 4 days. What's it based on? So the Magin Avram suggests the following explanation. Because of the tzarech liyoz dalid yamim lifnei Rosh Hashanah, kidei shiyihyu aseres yom tzom ad kan. The Magin Avram says you need 4 days before Rosh Hashanah to have a total of 10 fast days. What does that mean? So some have a practice of fasting 10 days during this period of the year. But there are 4 days you're not able to fast on. There are 4 days you're not able to fast on. What are the 4 days during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva that you cannot fast? Some people want to do 10 days of fasting during the 10 days of Tshuva. You can't fast on 4 of the days. You can't fast on 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. You can't fast on Shabbos, and you can't fast on Erev Yom Kippur. Excellent. Maybe we'll have a shir on that. The mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. It's a real mitzvah. It's a pasuk in Chumash, sort of. So the Magen Avraham says, how do we create 4 additional days before Rosh Hashanah to give us the possibility, if you're really feeling brave, to fast 10 days? Most of us will probably fast 2 days, right? Tzom Gedalia, the third of Tishrei. And Yom Kippur. But if you wanted to fast 10 days, we need to have these 4 additional days. So that's why you have to have at least these 4 days of slichos, of davening, which allows a person to fast for a total of 10 fast days. That's what the Magen Avraham brings in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch. Okay, everyone good so far? Everyone having a blast? Great. Let's go weiter. V'yesh lomar gam kein tam. But I'd like to suggest, he says, a different explanation. And Chava, listen carefully, pay close attention. Some of the parts are going to get very deep, but the overall lesson is very simple and very important. Why do we start saying Slichos this Motzei Shabbos? What's today's date? What's today's Jewish date? What's today's Hebrew date? Today's Chaf Aleph Elul, okay? So today's what, Thursday? Chaf Aleph Elul. So tomorrow, Friday, is what? Is Chaf Beis. Shabbos is Chaf Gimel. Motzei Shabbos is Chaf Dalet. Motzei Shabbos, we will start to say, Slichos. Yeah, Chaf Dalet Elul is the art site of the Chafetz Chaim and Rav Yecheskel Abramsky. Okay? So then we're going to have, starting from Chaf Dalet, right, this year at least, but you need to start, you know, at least a couple of days beforehand. Why? What are we trying to get started around Chaf Dalet? It's always around Chaf Dalet. What are we trying to get started? Why are we starting to say Slichos then? So he tells us a beautiful thing. Ki b'chaf hei elul nivra ha'olam, ki b'tishrei nivra adam harishon. When was creation of the world? What do I mean by that? When was day one of creation? Day one of creation was chaf hei elul. Now you're thinking, what do you mean? I thought the world was created on Aleph Tishrei. What was created on Aleph Tishrei? Or maybe say it better. Who was created on Aleph Tishrei? Adam Arishon. The sixth day of creation, was on Aleph Tishrei. Someone named Paul from New York City is trying to enter our shir. See, this is why we have a waiting room. Who's Paul from NYC? Anyone know who Paul from NYC is? Shall I let him in? Are we about to get Zoom bombed? What do you say? Paul from NYC. Who is Paul from NYC?
Rebbe, go for it. Marvitz Torah. Rebbe could always kick him out if it's a Zoom bomber.
I don't know. I don't know who Paul from NYC is. Let's see who Paul from NYC is. Hello, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Okay, we'll find out who Paul is. Okay. Maybe it's one of the Chavra, just on a different name. I don't know. Let's find out. Or it's a Yidu who wants to learn Torah, okay? That's good to break into the base measure sometime, you know? It's Joseph Kahn. Is Joseph Kahn Paul from NYC? There you go. See, it's good we let him in. Okay, Chavra, so let's go weiter. So, we want to start saying Slichos from the beginning of creation. Day 6 of creation is Aleph Tishrei. That's when Adam HaRishon was created. Day 1 of creation, when Hashem began this project of creating the world, was on Chaf Hei Elul. Chaf Hei Elul Nivra HaOlam, Ki B'Tishrei Nivra Adam HaRishon, V'yatza B'Dimus, V'amr Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Harei Siman Levanecha V'Chulu, K'Di'isa B'Midrashim. Aleph Tishrei is the day that Adam HaRishon was created, and we know that on the day that Adam was created, already he messed up. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu let him stay in Gan Eden maybe a little bit till after Shabbos, then he kicked him out. But again, that whole Adam HaRishon existing and trying to listen to Hashem or challenging Hashem and being judged by Hashem, being analyzed by Hashem, that's what's happening on Aleph Tishrei every year. In a very short time, Adam's life got very busy. So that's what's happening on Aleph Tishrei. So we want to spend the days of creation, not just the creation of humanity, not just Aleph Tishrei. We want to spend all of these days leading up to the pinnacle of creation, which is a human being. We want to spend these days getting ourselves ready, right? So we're trying to lock into the recreation of the world. That's what the Kashas or Magid is saying. V'hagam shanu omrim b'Rosh Hashanah hayom haras olam. Listen carefully. Even though we say on Rosh Hashanah, a refrain in the davening is, today is the haras olam. Today is har. What does that mean? Haras hayom haras olam. What does that mean? Today is creation of the world. What is herayon? Pregnancy. Today is the pregnancy of the world. Kosav ha'arizal ki haras hu milashon herayon. Right. This is the day that the world became pregnant. Now, when a woman is pregnant, at least initially, you can't see that she's pregnant, and it's going to take quite a while till the baby is born. So, Chevra, what's the question that the Kashas or Magid is struggling with? On the one hand, Aleph Tishrei is the day that Adam is born. At the same time, we're referring to the day as a day that is, you know, being impregnated with the possibility of creation. So, was there creation or not? Was there, in fact, a real creation on Aleph Tishrei or not? Or was there just a pregnancy, a possibility of creation? V'im kein efshar demashma ki b'riyas ha'olam haisa b'machshava ne'elemes. It's implied that this was the day that what? Just like a pregnant woman hides a secret inside of herself, the birth of the child that's being formed, so too, the pregnancy of the world means that Hashem is thinking about the world. It's an idea that has yet to come to fruition. So, says the Kashas or Magid, you might think that Tishrei was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu considered the world kumo ha'iber b'herayon, like a baby forming inside of its mother. Mikol makom ha'emes kepshuto, ki b'tishrei nivra ha'olam. But says the Kashas or Magid, the Pashup Shat is that on Tishrei, the world was not just thought about, but the world was actually created. Now let's pause. Kedivrei Midrashim Hanizkar Leil. Let's just pause there for a second. Okay? Let's pause for 1 second. When was the world created? What month was the world created? Tell me why this is not such a simple question. That's right. Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Amud Beis onto Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, has a machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi Eliezer says that the world was created in Tishrei. Rabbi Yehoshua says the world was created in Nisan. Nu, Gabe Marin, who's right? Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yehoshua. How do we paskin? So you'll say that's not such a fair question. Why is that not such a fair question? Is it do we pass on Rabbi Eliezer, the world was created in Tishrei? Do we pass on Rabbi Yehoshua, the world was created in Nisan? No, Gabriel Marin, talk to me. Why is that not such a fair question? I mean, who's right? Who do you think's right?
I'm not sure who's right in that situation.
Well, what do we know about, I don't know, Jewish life that indicates one way or another? Right? I mean, Rosh Hashanah, what we call Rosh Hashanah, is in Tishrei. What about Nisan? Why is Rabbi Yehoshua sort of right that the world was created in Nisan?
We do say that the Torah does say that the first month is Nisan.
Okay, good, excellent. So first of all, the Torah tells us very clearly that the calendar, the Jewish calendar, begins from Nisan. Right? Achodesh hazeh lachem, rishon hu lachem l'chadshei Hashana. And more than that, the birth of Klal Yisrael took place in Nisan, right? Creation of the purpose of the world, namely the Jewish people, takes place in Nisan. So who's right? It's not a fair question. It's not a fair question. If you look in Tosvos in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chaf Zayin Amid Aleph, Tosvos quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who says, Eilu ve'elu divrei Elohim chayim. Both these and theys are correct. They're both right. Everyone's right. Rabbi Eliezer's right and Rabbi Yehoshua's right. Well, how could that be? How could two people be right? When was the world actually created? If we rolled back the videotape, when was the world created? Says Rabbeinu Tam, Debitishrei ala b'machshava livros v'lo nivra ad nisan. You don't have it on the page in front of you. That's what Tosfos writes in Maseches Rosh Hashanah Chaf Zayin Amud Aleph, that Hashem considered, Hashem thought, had the machshava to create the world in Tishrei, and Hashem actually created the world in Nisan. Okay? So now that you know that Tosfos, and now that you know that machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua, now you can actually understand what the Kashya Sar Magid is saying. The Kashya Sar Magid is saying, Hayom Haras Olam, on the one hand, we're saying today is the day of creation. Today is the birth of the world, but Haras means the pregnancy of the world, the possibility of the world. Tosfos says, right, in Tishrei, Hashem thought about the world. In Nisan, whatever that means, Hashem created the world. But says the Kashya Sar Magid, and he's alluding to all of that, what I'm sharing, I think that's what he's alluding to. I don't speak for him, but I think that's what he's alluding to. He says, but Nikol Makom, we can still understand Kipshuto. And the Pasha Pshat is that on Tishrei, Nivra Ha'olam. In Tishrei, the world was created, like the Medrash says. So what was not yet created until Nisan? Raksha Bechinas HaMalchus Haisa, Bebechinas HeRayon U'machshava Ne'alemes, continuing on the top of this next page. But the pregnancy was that the recognition of Hashem was still lacking, right? When Hashem created the world did not yet know Hashem. When Avram comes on the scene, the world gets to know Hashem more. When Yitzchak, Yaakov, when the Jews leave Mitzrayim, the Eser Makos, the world starts to recognize. So in a certain sense, yes, the world exists, but Hashem is still pregnant. The idea of what Hashem is trying to do is still hiding. Like the pregnant woman who's still hiding the child within herself. Okay? So Ad Sheyatzu Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, when we came out of Mitzrayim in Nisan, then we started to recognize that, now we understand, now we're starting to understand creation. V'hu Rosh Hashanah l'malachim. The first Mishnah in Maseches Rosh Hashanah says that Aleph Nisan is Rosh Hashanah, is the new year for kings. What does that mean? It means that the holiday that celebrated the Nisan, the Hainu Regel Shabbo, the holiday that occurs in the month of Nisan, namely Pesach, is the holiday that what? That creates a Rosh Hashanah for the king. In what sense? What do you mean? We're crowning the king? We're crowning Hashem over the world right now. Tishrei. Yeah, but the world only saw that Hashem was really the boss in Nisan. The world really saw that in Nisan. Al Yodo Nisgala, that through the holiday of Pesach, it was revealed, Ki Hashem Levado Melech Al Kol Haaretz. it became very clear that Hashem is the ruler of the world. Even though, of course, Hashem was ruling already in Tishrei. But it was still a thought. It was still an idea. When did it become Lamaisa? It became Lamaisa Nisan. However, this would be a good drasha for Rosh Hashanah for the year Tavshin Pei Aleph. I'm just thinking out loud now. Right? Rosh Hashanah, according to what we're learning here, according to Rabbeinu Tam, what happened in Tishrei? Hashem just thought about creation. In other words, Tishrei, the Rosh Hashanah that we're about to celebrate is the possibility of crowning Hashem over the world. Is the possibility of recognizing Hashem in our life. We're signing up to want to do that. I want to spend this year trying to reveal Hashem in the world. But I think coming out of such a crazy 6 months, right, it's like we're coming out of Mitzrayim in a certain sense. We've seen Hashem in charge of the world right now in a crazy and strange way. So in a certain sense, this Rosh Hashanah gives us the possibility of both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. On the one hand, the machshava, the idea of crowning Hashem over the world, but also the you know that feeling that a Jew has when he comes out of Mitzrayim and says, wow, Hashem is really in charge. I'm not in charge at all. I never in a million years would have expected to be sitting on a computer screen right now starting a new Zman together. Who would have ever predicted that? If you would have told me such a thing would happen, you know? 2 years ago, you would have said, you know, Moshe Tzvi, 2 years from now, you're going to spend the whole semester teaching your Talmidim online. It's crazy. What are you talking about? How could such a thing happen? And here we are, we're doing it. So in a certain sense, yes, Tishrei is the idea of creation, right? Nisan is when it became reality on a certain level. But the Kashrus Tzur Magid says, all of that Torah that we're talking about, I don't want you to focus on that. I want you to think of Tishrei as creation. The bottom line is, the world, whether it's just the idea of the world, or the mitzias, the actuality of the world, whatever it is, the world was created in Tishrei. V'haschalasu b'chaf he'elo. Getting back to our topic. Day one of creation is the 25th of Elo. And therefore, friends, listen carefully. V'lachein tiknu chazal. Dani, here's the answer question. How do we get ourselves ready? How do we prepare ourselves for the slichos, this Motzei Shabbos? What am I trying to do with slichos? What are we doing? I'm taking it up a notch to realize these are the days when Hashem and maybe actualized creation. Obviously, I want to be ready by Rosh Hashanah. I want to be a person. But first, I have to believe in the possibility of light and darkness. First, I have to believe in the creation of birds and the sun and the moon and the stars and the upper waters and the lower waters and that. Then I can, once I've appreciated how vast the world is, I have to be a different type of person. So we're trying to get in sync with creation. That's what's happening. That's why we're saying Selichos during the coming week. We want to link ourselves to creation. Okay? That on Chaf HaHelel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and therefore Chazal established, La'amod ba'ashmura saboker, to get up lomar Selichos, kedei lekadesh yimei habriya ad yom hashishi, to try to prepare ourselves, to sanctify the days of creation, heading to the pinnacle, that sixth day of creation, which is the Yom HaMekudash Brias Adam on Rosh Hashanah. Ki kol davar misorer bizmano. Because everything is aroused in its time. In other words, when you come to Chaf HaElul, you're tapping into creation again. If you're awake, if you're alert, if you're spiritually alert, you're tapping into creation. If you're half asleep, you're not going to feel anything. But if you think about this piece, when we start to say Slichos, and you say, what am I doing? Is this just another, you know, tefillah? Is this just another part of the tshuva process? No. It's much more than that. I'm trying to experience recreation of the world step by step until it gets to me. And then I'm omid lifnei Hashem, then I'm standing before Hashem. Okay? Everyone good so far? You following? Simple so far. Nothing too fancy. Okay? Good. Now, says our Rebbe, he starts to speak to us now. Ukvar higdamnu la'el, ki ha-malachim sha'amru ma enosh kisis karanu. The angel, I've explained to you previously, we never saw this piece, but he writes, explained to you earlier, that the angels that question, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Ma enosh kisis karanu, uben adam, right? Who is man that you should even care about him, Hashem? Right? We're busy blowing shofar. Hashem, remember us. Zichroinus, remember us. Remember us for good. But the angels are laughing. The angels are like, why do you waste your time with human beings? They're so pathetic. Ma enosh kisis karanu, why are you bothering with humans? Right? What are these angels that are laughing at us? You know what the angels are? They're the Malachi Kitrug. They're angels who prosecute us. And you know where these angels came from, by the way? We created them. From our Aveiros, we created Malachim who are now prosecuting against us. And they're saying to Hashem, the Jewish people, Lo hitivu darcheim aleihem, we have not done right in our actions and in our deeds by Hashem. We haven't acted properly. Im kein lo tisnaig mida b'mida, v'chas v'shalom lo tikra elokei Yisrael. So the angels are saying to God, just like the Jews are not paying attention to you, so don't pay attention to them. Why would you want to call yourself Elokei Yisrael? Why do you want to be the Jewish God? Well, what does it do for you, Hashem? They let you down time and time again. What's the point? V'hine b'nei Yisrael lamata. So that's what's happening in Shemayim. It's terrifying. B'nei Yisrael, we're standing down below. Mis'anin u'masriyin lamata b'kol shofar. And we're fasting during these days. And we're trying to shake things up with the sound of the shofar. U'mekablam aleihem ol malchus shemayim b'tshuva u'v'masim tovim. And we're trying to say, Hashem, no, we can be better, we can be good. We want to be recreated like the world. Till the Kaddish Baruch Hu looks at us with mercy and says, you know what, fine, I'll give you another chance. And Hashem begins to display the things we did right before the angels on high. And the Kaddish Baruch Hu finds us righteous in judgment. To the point that the angels are forced to say, these are the Jewish people, and they're good. And you're their God, and that makes sense. And that's the way it's supposed to be. And the angels are forced to agree. You think man is worthless? Hashem says, look at my Jewish people. Look what they're doing. They're fasting, they're davening. They're trying to align themselves with creation. How could you not have rachmanis on them? And the angels are forced to say, you know what, the Jews are good. And the angels are forced to agree to all the bracha and all the geula and all the Yeshua that we need in our life. And it all comes about because we showed up believing that what? Believing, and this is one of the hardest parts of tshuva, believing that tshuva actually works. Believing that Hashem actually wants us. It's all in this chus of our muna, of showing up. We believe in Hashem's endless kindness. We believe that Hashem wants us to be successful. And therefore we come before Hashem. It's a happy day. You're going to see how this connects to what we were learning in the Gemara yesterday, in that sugya of the Simcha of Rosh Hashanah. Umiskabsim umistaprim lechvod yom adin. And therefore we wash ourselves. We get haircuts. We show up to court looking good, right? Maybe we look a little too confident. Maybe if we looked a little more disheveled, that would look like we're more scared. But Hashem says, no, show up confident. Your father's the judge. You're going to be fine. And what does he say? What does he quote? We learned this pasuk yesterday. V'gilu bira'ada. Ivdu'es Hashem b'simcha v'gilu bira'ada. Rejoice with trepidation. Remember the picture we looked at yesterday? The two pictures of the Friedeker Rebbe. One, the very serious-looking Six Lubavitch Rebbe, one, the very happy. We're all supposed to be that combination. Like I told you the story from the Alter Slobodka, a thing and its opposite are amongst the ways of Hashem. So of course it's a scary day, it's an intense day, right? And the angels are trying to slander us, and we should be a little bit nervous. But we also, you know why we're successful in Rosh Hashanah? You know why it ever works out? It works out because we have the Emunah to show up before Kadosh Baruch Hu and say, Hashem, we want to be recreated. We want to be recreated. Gilu bira'ada. We're scared, but we're excited with that awe, with that trepidation. Uves oris tshuva besimcha. And therefore we're here to celebrate tshuva. We're excited to celebrate tshuva. Okay? Ukvar yadua divrei Adoneinu Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Hagon mem hei dalet beizatzal. Who's he quoting? He says, we know the teaching from our Rebbe, from our master. Who's mem hei dalet beiz? Who's Meme Dalad Bez? No, Ashi, I'm listening. Call it out.
Is it the Magid?
It is the Magid of Mezrich. The Heilige Magid of Mezrich, whose name was Dov Ber. Moreno Harav Dov Ber. That's what Mahadab stands for. Moreno Rav Dov Ber, the Magid of Mezrich. Okay, the Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. The Rebbe of our Rebbe. Right, the Rebbe of our Rebbe. The Magid of Mezrich. Again, the Avodas Yisrael passed away in 1814. So we're talking, you know, third-ish generation Hasidus, right? So you have the Baal Shem Tov, you have the Magid of Mezrich, and then you have, and then really you have, in a certain sense, the Avodas Yisrael, third, fourth generation. Okay, so he's going to quote often. You'll see from the Magid of Mezrich. So he quotes from Reinu HaAvdov Ber, Ki Aksiv Alachayim B'Sefer. However, this is a very deep idea. The Gemara tells us that the books are open, and Hashem is writing. Hashem is going to write you in a book. There's a book of life. There's a book, God forbid, of death. There's a book of Beinonim, of those who are in-betweeners, who are not yet in one book. Where is this book being written? Hashem doesn't have a hand. There's no pen in Shemayim. Well, where is it being written? What does it mean it's being written? Explains the Magid of Mezrich. Ki aksiva l'chaim b'sefer. When Hashem writes to life in the book, Peirusho hachakuka b'machshavto shel adam. It is etched into the mind of a person. What does that mean? What does that mean? Hashem is writing it on my brain? Hashem is writing it on my thoughts? Hashem is writing based on my thoughts? What's going on? What is he saying? Ki harasha bizachro es avonosav v'nifchad v'nirad v'ein libo b'reshusa l'shuv el Hashem. One of the ways that you can show Hashem that you're a serious Jew and that you know the truth of your relationship with Hashem, for good and for bad, is by being able to show up on Rosh Hashanah and to be able to be calm and focused while at the same time being in a state of awe and trepidation. That's a very hard thing. That's a godly thing, to be able to be opposite emotions at the same time. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's how we declare belief on Hashem. Hashem, the name of kindness, Elokeinu, Midas Hadin, Hashem Echad. It's all one. Well, what is it? Does God like us or not like us? Is Hashem on our side or not on our side? How does this work? It's the Yom HaDin, but it's a happy day? What? I'm very confused. If you're getting confused, that means you're acting a little bit like a Rasha. Because it's not confusing. To a tzaddik, it's not confusing. And again, I'm calling you all tzaddikim, v'amei chulam tzaddikim. To a tzaddik, it's not confusing. The Rasha, when he thinks about his averos, he's nifchad v'nirad v'ein libo b'rishuso. He sees how bad he is, and he feels that he's out of control. He doesn't know how to return to Hashem. Harezeh nechtav l'alter l'misa. So he's immediately etched in the book of death. What does that mean? It doesn't mean he's going to drop dead that year necessarily. What it means is, siman ledavar, it's an indication, hamachshavos hamabalbulos oso, the fact that his mind is all over the place, umafigen aslivo be'emas hamaves. All he cares, he's just scared, I'm going to die, I'm going to die, I'm going to die. That's what you think this is about? You think this is about whether or not you're going to take a breath tomorrow? Right? The Russia's just trying. Oh, I better work things out enough because I don't want to die. That's not what this is about. That's not what this whole process is about. That's not what we're trying to do. Masha ain ken atzadikim, as opposed to the tzadikim, they're also scared. They're filled with pachad. They also feel the cry of the shofar. Hagam shem zoichlim v'roa d'meimas Hashem isbarach. They're shaking and trembling also from the fear of Hashem. But they also have the confidence, they rely on Hashem's kindness. And they say, you know what, if I do my part, Hashem's going to pull me in. Just like these days of recreation, Hashem is going to recreate me. And they're etched in the book of life. What does that mean, etched in the book of life? They're able to get their head in the right place. Your neshama is in your mind. Their neshama is in the right place. They're able to get focused. They're able to understand opposites at the same time. That yes, it could be a scary day and also a happy day. And even though, of course, the tzaddik is also thinking about his shortcomings, his averos, it's also on his mind. And he's thinking about the angels that are prosecuting above. He also knows about all this. But mikol makom hey mesichim daitem el godol atshuva v'aziva sachet meyom v'hala. Nonetheless, the tzaddik pushes that aside. He says, I have to fix that, of course, but the way that I fix that is deciding I'm going to be better in the future. I'm going to move towards Hashem. I'm going to do tshuva. I'm going to leave my avera behind from this day forward. Uve kabbalas ol malchus shamayim livtoach bechasto agadol. I crown Hashem over the world. I make myself one of his children and one of his servants. And I recognize that the king is good. And the king wants me to be successful. I rely on his great kindness. And then he says, Kabbalistically, Mechavnim Shem Ayin Beis, Hamora Al Chesed Habori Yisparach Shemo. You think about the 72 letter name of Hashem, 72 is Gematria Chesed. I tap into a certain name of Hashem that awakens HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness. Okay? I'm going to skip the next little paragraph because it's very complicated. It's very hard. You can work on it on your own if you're feeling brave. And I want to finish this piece, so let's keep going. I'm going to skip to over here. V'gamze romes hayalkut. So now let's go back to the medrash we started with. Chevra, we're learning beautiful things. And again, there's a lot of poetry in the Avodas Yisrael. He's trying to create a feeling for us, right? He's trying to create a picture for us of how we're supposed to feel. What's about to happen during Slichos? What merit do I show up in the merit of believing that I can actually be better? In the merit of believing that Hashem actually wants me to be successful? In the merit of lining myself with recreation and being part of that recreation? And recognizing Chaf El, Chaf Vav El, Chaf Zayin El, working my way up to the pinnacle of creation, Aleph Tishrei, the creation of a person. Okay. Okay. No problem. Yeah. Okay. Gotta negotiate with the Rebbetzin once in a while. Okay, good. So Chevra, so lesson. So what happens? So says the Kajas are Magid. Let's go back to the Medrash we started with. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say to Klal Yisrael? Moshe told Klal Yisrael, if you want to stand in the world, you need to study Torah. What does that have to do with anything? What does that Medrash have to do with anything that we're learning so far? So listen to what he says. V'gamze romez hayalkut. Okay, this is a little bit deep, but stay with me. It's really remarkable. It's an amazing idea. Moshe says, Mevakshim atem la'amod. You want to have success? You want to stand before Hashem? No problem. What do you need to do? Study Torah. Iskuba Torah. What is the Torah? What are the building blocks of Torah? So say, oh, the building blocks of Torah, I know. Zra'im, Moed, Nashim, Nezikim, Kachim, Taros. So I say, no, not that. She says, oh, I'm sorry, I mean Bereishis, Shemos, Vayikra, Bamidbar, Devarim. No, not that either. What are the building blocks? Break it down. Break it down to its smallest structure, so to speak. What is Torah made up of? What is the world made up of? The Torah is the blueprint of the world. So I told you, the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos Daf Nun Hei that the world is made out of letters. The world is made out of the Aleph base. Bezalel, when he was making the Mishkan, which is a microcosm of the world, knew how to manipulate letters. You can make things out of letters. Everything's made out of letters. Your eyes don't see it that way, neither do mine. But that's the Metzias. Everything is made out of letters. The Torah, of course, is made out of letters, right? Bereishis, Beis, Reish, Aleph, Shin, Yod, Tav. It's made out of building blocks called letters. And when you put the letters together, you build words. The same way when you put bricks together, you build a house. Okay? So listen, Chevra, listen to this. Moshe Rabbeinu says, if you want to stand, study Torah. Ki haTorah sharsha chaf beis osios haromeis lemispar. Now hang tight. Hang tight, friends, okay? There's 22 letters in the Aleph base. Aleph to Tav. The 22 letters in the Aleph base, those are the roots of reality. The root of Torah, the root of creation. HaRomez Spar, Shame, it alludes to the numerical value of the name of Hashem. Tes, Dalid, and Hey, Dalid. Chevra, look at those four letters. Think about another four-letter name of Hashem and tell me what is this Tes, Dalid, Hey, Dalid. Don't convince yourself, I don't know what we're talking about. I never learned that. No one ever taught me this idea before. Well, I'm teaching it to you right now, okay? So hang tight. What is Tes and Dalet and Hey and Dalet? How does it relate to the four-letter name of Hashem? Think about it. You'll figure it out. I'm not telling you. All right, we can call on our alumni to bail us out. New Nani, tell me.
It's the letters before Hashem's
Yud gave up. Good. The letter Tes is before the letter Yud. The letter Dalid is before the letter Hey. The letter Hey is before the letter Vav. And the letter Dalid is before the letter Hey. So Hashem's four-letter name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, the letters before that are these four letters. Okay? Okay, well, what does that mean? What does that mean? Why is he breaking it up into Tes Dalid and Hey Dalid? Chevra, what's the gematria of Tes Dalid? 13. What's the gematria of Hey Dalid? 9. 13 plus 9 is 22. Those are the 22 letters of creation. Aleph to Tav. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hei, Vav, Zayin, etc. Aleph to Tav, there are 22 letters. So what? So, Chava, listen to this. It's really deep and it's really beautiful. Ki tes dalid romes al yud gimel mechilin derachamei. Don't get nervous. If you don't know what these words mean, I'm going to explain it. It's easy. Tes dalid is 13. 13 alludes to the 13 mechilin derachamei, the yud gimel midos shel rachamim. What we find in Parshas Kisisa, back in Shemos Perek Lamed Dalid. Hashem, Hashem, you're going to say it so many times. You're going to start saying it Motzei Shabbos. Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Rachum, V'chanun, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed, V'emes. Those phrases, which are divided into 13 parts, we call them the Yud Gimel Midos, the 13 attributes of mercy. The Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim. Okay? So the Tes Dalid, 13, somehow alludes to the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim. Ki Tes Dalid B'Gematria Yud Gimel. Because Tes Dalid is Gematria 13. So what? Let's keep going. The Gam Tad, the word Tad, interestingly enough, Perusho Lashon Hatsneya. Tad means something very deep, very secretive, very private. As the Tosfos Yom Tov, hey Azi, Tosfos Yom Tov. Azi is a descendant of the Tosfos Yom Tov. The Tosfos Yom Tov in Maseches Midos, when it describes one of the gates of the Beis HaMikdash, was called the Shar Todi, Teddy's Gate. Like Teddy Stadium in Israel. Heard of Teddy Stadium? Yeah? So Shar Todi, in the Beis HaMikdash was also a Teddy Stadium. There was a Teddy Gate. And the Tosfos Yom Tov says that the word Tad, from the word Teddy, Tadi, means Tznius. It was a gate that was not used so often. It was a hidden gate, a private gate. So the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim, right, are a big secret. And they were a big secret. When Hashem revealed the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim, what was the context? What was happening in Parshas Kisisa? How did Moshe Rabbeinu get this awesome secret called Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum Bachan? Remember the first piece we learned from Rav Dessler? Being able to access these secret words that have these awesome koach. Mamish, the deepest of secrets. The most magnificent kochos. Right? It was a big secret. How did we get that secret? In what merit did we get that secret? In the merit of the biggest of error maybe we ever did. In the merit of Chet HaEgel. When Hashem's ready to destroy the Jewish people and Moshe says, please, don't do it. Have rachmanis. And Hashem says, all right, the only thing that can save you is this magical phrase. These two psukim in Parshas Kisisa, Perek Lamed Dalid, back in Shemos. Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum V'chanun. 13 phrases, secret phrases, that have this awesome ability to provide protection. So that's the Tes Dalid, that's the 13. Let's keep going. What's the Hey Dalid? Hey Dalid, how much is Hey Dalid? Gematria 9. What does that represent? Haromez El, now Zion Aleph, okay, it's a Kabbalistic term. Ze'er Anpin. Ze'er Anpin. Let's just translate it as miniature. A miniature version of something. Okay? Just like we have the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim in Parshas Kisisa, we have a miniature version of it in a different Parsha. Where do we have the, we'll call it the 9 Midos Shel Rachamim? Anyone know? What other really big avera did we do? And Moshe Rabbeinu again tried to defend us and came to our rescue. Anyone know what I'm talking about? Where are they? Yeah, the Barachetim Ragman. Excellent. In Parsha Shlach, we find sort of an abridged version of the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim. In Perek Yud Dalid, Pasuk Yud Ches, in Parsha Shlach, the Pasuk says Hashem. It doesn't say Hashem Hashem. It doesn't say Kel Rachum V'chanu. It just says Hashem, Erech Apayim, V'Rav Chesed, Nose Avon V'Fesha, V'Nakei Lo Yinakei, Poked avon avos albanam al shleishim va'al ribayim. Right? Okay. You're going to recognize this phrase as well, right? Snachna la'avon ha'amazeh ki godo chasdecha. Ve'yom Hashem salachti kidvarecha. That's in Parsha Shlach. So over there we have sort of this miniature 9 phrase version of the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim. What we call a zer anpin, a miniature version of the Midos, 9 Midos. Okay? The Hey Dalid, the word Hey Dalid, who lishon giloi veromimus. The word Hey Dalid, if Yud Gimel or Tad, right? Tad we said means hidden. Hey Dalid means revealed, as we find in the word Hey Dad, like we find in the Navi Yeshaya. The word Hey Dad is like a loud and revelation and celebration. V'tzorech lechabrim al yedei esek haTorah chaf beis osios. B'chevra, we bring together the 13 hidden and the 9 revealed, even though they're both revealed to us and they're both hidden from us. Right? But the relationship of hidden and revealed, 13 plus 9 is 22. The Torah is the most hidden secret in the world and it's the most revealed thing in the world. It's this book right here. It's this little book. You could buy it in Barnes & Nobles. You could buy it anywhere. You can buy it online. You can buy it in a million languages. It's the most famous book that's ever been sold. And yet, do we really understand anything about it? It's a story. It's a history book. It's revealed. But it's so concealed. The Yud Gimel Midos Sherachmu, what we're going through during these days, we're trying to crown Hashem over the world, to make Hashem so real in the world. But it's Tishrei. It's a time of Machshava. We're etching Hashem into our mind. It's so hidden and it's so revealed and it's all interwoven. So Chevra, listen carefully. We have these Yud Gimel Midos Sherachmim. We have the tests, so to speak, Midos Sherachmim. Combining together for 22 total pieces, so to speak. Corresponding to the 22 letters. Chevra, what else does the 22 represent? Anyone else know what the Svarim talk about 22? They talk about the 22 days. From what? From the beginning of this process of Rosh Hashanah until we come to Hashanah Rabbah. They correspond to what? Also the 3 weeks, which is 21, sort of 22 days. Right? From Shiva Asar B'Tammuz to Tisha B'Av is also, that's the negative side of the story, of the 21, 22 days. These are very, very big secrets. These are days that are the most critical for the whole year, for the whole world. So listen, and it's hidden and it's revealed, all interwoven. Again, it's very deep what we're saying here. Let's keep going. V'tzorach l'chaber ma'yedei eisek haTorah. So how do I tap into this? When I study Torah, so I tap into this in the deepest of ways. Every time we study Torah, we're bringing together, so to speak, the hidden and the revealed. We're sitting and we're learning a Mishnah in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We're understanding the Pashup shot of what the Mishnah is saying. Then we try to understand a little deeper, right? We learn the Sugya. We understand that every Trua is surrounded by a Tekiyah. We understand the Pashup shot of that. Then yesterday we learned what Rav Leibla Eger says in the Torah's MS, the secret, how the Trua is the brokenness, and we machazik it on each side with a Tekiyah, which is straight and strong. Gilu Bura'ada, we're rejoicing, but we're sad, we're nervous, right? We're not too confident. We're eating, but the Shulchan Aruch says don't eat too much. It's a chag, but it's also, there's no halel. Right? That everything we've learned this whole week is being described in this piece. And therefore, says the Kadosh Magid, so now we start to understand the Medrash that we're describing. Again, uvechiburam nasa shem taf tes dalid hey dalid. When we bring it together and we learn Torah, the 22 letters of Torah, we're bringing out this name of Hashem. And we said that these letters are the letters Lifnei Hashem, the letters before Yud Kei Vav Kei. Before a Yud is a Tes, before a Hey is a Dalid, before a Vav is a Hey, before a Hey is a Dalid. These are the letters Lifnei Hashem. Shehu Shem Shelifnei Hashem, the letters before Yud Kei Vav Kei. So says the Medrash. Again, this is all hinted to in one little line in the Medrash. The Medrash says that Moshe says to Klal Yisrael, right? You want to stand in the world? Study Torah. Chevra, look at this. It's mind-blowing that a person could uncover such a secret. Look what he says here. When the Medrash says, Moshe says to Klal Yisrael, you want to stand in the world? Study Torah. Look at this. Atem nitzavim. You want to stand? What does nitzavim mean? Moshe says to Klal Yisrael, Atem nitzavim hayom lifnei Hashem. What is lifnei Hashem? You're not just standing before God. He's hinting to this name of Hashem. The letters before Yud Kei Vav Kei, Tes Dalid Hey Dalid. If you want to stand, then you need the 22 letters of the Torah hinted to in that name of Hashem. Klomar, Kishetirtu Lios Nitzavim Lifnei Hashem. If you want to stand before Hashem, Hainu Lifnei Shem Havaya. If you want to stand before the name of Hashem, in other words, the letters before the four letter name of Hashem, which is another name of Hashem, a deeper name of Hashem, Tes Dalid Hey Dalid. Isku b'Torah, so study the Torah. Ham Yusedes al pi chaf bezosios, which is made up of what? Of these 22 letters, and that's how, so to speak, you prepare yourself to stand before Hashem. V'lachein, let's finish the piece quickly. V'lachein anu omer b'slichos yud gimel midos. So therefore, throughout the slichos, we're saying the yud gimel midos. Lahamshech yud gimel mechilin derachme. We're trying to bring these thirteen secret attributes of mercy upon us. to crown HaKadosh Baruch Hu over his throne, to crown Hashem over ourselves, Be'emes. Romeis Diyoikan Adam, okay, not going into that. It corresponds to the 13 parts of the beard, okay? Again, it's good to have a beard, but I'll skip that for now. Ki hu ha-maser mimenu, kamo shekasa b'tikunim. Good, fine, weiter. V'gam ki emes kol el chaf bezosios. And again, we're trying to crown Hashem be-emes, over ourselves. Emes, in a certain sense, the word emes, which is so much connected to Rosh Hashanah, and so much connected to Yom Kippurim. Emes ve'emunah has a lot to do with Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Again, I can't go into that right now. You'll take my word for it. But the word emes represents the 22 letters of the Torah. Why? Because Aleph is the first letter of Torah, the first letter of the Aleph Beis. Mem is the middle letter, and Tav is the last letter. So the word emes sort of represents the 22 letters, beginning, middle, and end. So it says the Kajetzer Magid, V'gam ki emes kol el chaf beis osios. Emes is a word that alludes to the 22 letters. Aleph berosh, Tav besof, os mem in the middle, mamutza. Va'ikar ha'inyin lashuv b'tshuva.
And again, the main goal is for us to what? To be chozer b'tshuva and to bring into our lives these 13 midos. To live the 13 midos, like we learned from Rav Dessler. V'halachta b'drachav, ma'hu rachum avata rachum. To be like Hashem in this regard. To be like Hashem. Says the Magid Avram, going back to the halacha. The halacha is that what? The Magid Avram says in the name of the Levush, that when you're saying slichos, tzarech lis atef, b'shasha om yud gimel midos, you need to wrap yourself in a talis when you're saying the yud gimel midos sharachamim. The hainu shetzar, what does that mean on a deeper level? Lis atef behem mamish, this mamish what we saw in Rav Dessler, to wrap yourself in these midos. Uli damos as atzmo la'ashem yizbarach, try to become like Hashem. In what sense? Rachum v'chanun v'kiyotze behem. L'chalik tzedokah la'aniyim, give charity during these days. She is ordered to daka v'chesed l'mala al kol Yisrael. V'tshuva tzarech liyos b'simcha u'bebitachon al chesed habore baruch hu. Trust that Hashem is going to help you. Awaken this mercy. Ki lo yitosh Hashem es amo, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to abandon His people. Okay? Last but not least for today, Chava. One more line. There's a little bit more, but the hour is very late, so we'll just end with this last line. He says, again, this confidence, that whenever we study Torah is, again, I can't give you a whole shiur on it right now, right? But Torah in many ways is so much connected to tshuva. When a Jew studies Torah, that's a form of tshuva. But we're learning the secret of what that means now. The secret of that is every time we study Torah, we attach ourselves to the 22 letters, and the 22 letters are really nothing other than another way of saying the Yud Gimel Midos Sharachimim, the Tes Midos, as Moshe Rabbeinu brought down after Chet HaMeraglim and Chet HaEgel. And therefore, we go out with confidence. We say, Hashem, we want to be like you. We want to recreate the world with you. That's why we're joining you during these days, during Slichos. We're saying, Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachem V'Chanun. We're partnering with Hashem in recreating the world. V'lachein, says the Kodesh Magid, therefore, Efshar Lomer Hatam Lezeh She'einoflin Al-Panov the Apanehem be'erev Rosh Hashanah. This is also the reason why we don't say Tachnun, Nefilas Apayim. We don't fall on our faces on erev Rosh Hashanah. Why? Why is there no Tachnun on erev Rosh Hashanah? The reason is simple: Laharos she'ein tzarech lipol apanov. To tell us that during these days, a Jew doesn't need to be fallen on his face. It's such serious days. Of course it is, but just keep steiging. Learn Torah. Right, awaken the Yud Gimel Midos Sharachim with the 22 letters of Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Atem Nitzavim Hayom. You want to stand? Lifnei Hashem. Not that you happen to be standing before Hashem in a court case. That's also true. But if you want to continue to stand before Hashem, then think about Lifnei Hashem. Think about the letters before Hashem's name. Think about the secret name of Hashem. Tes Dalid, Hey Dalid. You don't need to fall on your face on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Laharos She'ein Sarach Lipol Alpanav. Don't fall on your face. But rather stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu with confidence. Stand before Hashem with the absolute belief that things are going to be good this year. Okay? That's what we do when we come to these days. So again, all of this is just explaining a little medrash, right? A little medrash, a little Yalkut Shimoni, where the medrash says, again, you want to stand before Hashem, study Torah. But look how the Kashrut HaMagid connects it to the word so deeply. Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem lefnei Hashem. So deep, so amazing. Again, allow the ksiva letova to take place in your mind. And again, what that means according to the Magid of Mezrich is don't be overwhelmed by these days and spend the whole Rosh Hashanah being all mebulbal. It's serious, but it's also very joyous. Hashem is giving us the most awesome opportunity to welcome Him back into our lives through everything that we do, through the study of Torah, through the tefillah, through the Yudgil Midos Shel Rachamim, to etch HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our minds, to be that chesed upon Klal Yisrael. Okay? Chavah, there's a lot more here. We're going to stop here for today. Thanks for showing strength and desire to learn it deeply. Okay? Questions are